Welcome, everybody. My name is Josh Carey with Pet Sittingology, and you are attending the webinar event tonight called How to Create the Right Content to Improve Your SEO, or as our special guest phrases it, the power of content marketing to change your business forever. And joining us today is our special guest, Marcus Sheridan. If you attended or followed the recent Pet Sittingology live event I held in Las Vegas, you're already familiar with Marcus. He was one of our presenters. He presented for almost 2 hours, and that presentation literally continued through lunch. All of us and Marcus just had to continue his dialogue. So you guys are really, really in for a treat if you haven't heard this man talk before. Now, you also may have read his online book titled Inbound and Content Marketing Made Easy. And like Marcus said, I too will give a quick side thank you to Bella Vasta for getting many of you on board and familiar with Marcus's book and his work. So today, he's literally going to blow your mind with how easy it is to create content and make Google happy. Now, you'll note, and I know Marcus is going to touch upon this, creating content has nothing specifically, per se, to do with blog posts or articles. So wipe that whole thought out of your head, because, again, he is just going to blow your mind with what content creation really is, how easy you can come up with content pages and ideas, and I'll just leave it at that. We have a lot to get to. This is being recorded, like I said, so you'll have time to go over it again and again. And we'll have time for your Q&A at the very end. So without further ado, thank you for joining us, Marcus.
Hey, buddy. Thank you. Can you hear me well, Josh?
I certainly can.
All right, man. Well, we're going to have a good time tonight, everybody. This is going to be a pretty prolific pace, and that's because I want to cover a lot of stuff. But also, I know this is being recorded, and so I'm really, really hoping that you get a whole bunch out of this. And, you know, sometimes when people hear a presentation like this from a pool guy, their initial thought is, man, this is about swimming pools. It doesn't have anything to do with pet sitting. And I want just to clarify right now, out the gate, that everything we're going to talk about tonight has nothing to do with swimming pools. This is a principle-based discussion. Just like everybody that was in Vegas got into it and saw that it was principles and not about swimming pools, that's where we're going tonight. But first, I do got to tell you a little bit about swimming pools because that's my story. That's a pool that I did in Northern Virginia. You see, I started a swimming pool company with two partners in the beginning of 2001 out of the back of a pickup truck. And, you know, things were going okay, and we were growing, and we specialize in fiberglass swimming pools. That's what you're seeing right there. But something happened that really impacted the business, and at the time we thought it was really bad, but it changed my life forever, and that was October 10th, 2008. Some of you might remember that day. You might know what that number right there represents, because that number right there at the bottom represents the Dow Jones, and it represents the crash that we had during that time. And for me, after this happened as a pool guy, what happened is everybody lost value in their homes, which meant that there was no financing available for swimming pools because people didn't have the equity to borrow against. We were in huge trouble, and that was the end of 2008. By the beginning of 2009, we went through a period of 3 weeks where we couldn't afford to pay our payroll. We were in huge, huge trouble, and I had a finance company saying, you know, you just got to hang it up. But the problem was I was going to lose my home if I lost my business. So literally, this is where we were at that time. And it was during this time of struggle that I was really, really forced to look at things differently than I'd ever looked at them before. And I really started to look at the Internet and try to understand the Internet. And I'm not a super, like, intelligent guy. So when I was reading about the Internet, to me, it just was a matter of teacher and student, which we'll get to, and Josh kind of addressed that a minute ago. And so this story today is one of principles that helped me triumph and how you can apply these principles as well. I'm really, really excited about it. But first, really quick, what makes you love a website, Josh? In one or two or three words, okay? When you think of qualities, what makes you love a website?
Color. I like the colors.
Okay. So you want good visual, all right? What's another thing? What makes you stay? What makes you say, man, this place is great?
The pretty pictures.
Pictures. So you want visuals? You want color? Do you want anything else?
Well, I mean, do I want content? Probably. Good information.
Probably.
I want information.
You want information. Do you want them to talk like you, or do you want them to talk like some expert person in their particular field?
Well, I probably wouldn't understand them much if they spoke like an expert in their field, so I want them to talk like me.
Exactly. And this is what you just said. The way a website looks, the way that it feels, the way that it portrays information, all that right there is content marketing. It's very important, as I use this phrase, that everybody just understands. And you mentioned this earlier. I'm going to talk about blogging some, but when I say a blog, keep in mind that the definition of blogging is changing. A blog really today is a way that we structure content on a website, the way that we organize it in a particular section. In other words, if you've got a few hundred articles about pet sitting, about pets in general, on your website, you're going to need a way to organize those, and you can't just do it with something in your navigation bar. Well, that's where a blog format comes into play. A blog is part of your website. It's just every blog article is a new page of your website. So just think of the stuff we're talking about as the content that you put on your website in individual pages. But content marketing, if you really get the vision of it, it can change the way that your whole sales process works. It can change your ability to get leads and new clients from the internet. It'll change the relationships you have with these clients. It will change drastically your sales process if you let it. The cool thing about the internet, y'all, is that it's a literal David versus Goliath story. If you look at this story, and I love referencing this story because it's so symbolic of what's happening online right now. If you look at the problem that Goliath had, he was a big dude. He was a monster company, in other words. But because he was a big guy, he had inherent flaws. Some of his flaws were he was slow. He was slow to make decisions. He couldn't move very fast. He wasn't very nimble. He didn't have the faith to try new things. And then there was this dude named David who was a quick study. He did things differently than they had ever been done before, even though he was small. He didn't have any red tape, as we see so many businesses today. The challenge to you and your company is that you become a digital David, that you can think fast, move fast, and you don't have the red tape. In order to do the stuff that I'm going to talk to you about tonight, you've got to be like that. You've got to be really, really fast. Currently, if you look at the way that we pretty much all do content on our websites, it's a marketing strategy that I like to refer to as ostrich marketing. If you look at an ostrich, what does it do? And Josh, I can ask you this. What does an ostrich do when it has a problem?
I guess it buries its head in the sand.
It buries its head in the sand. So here's the great question. After its head comes out of the sand, has the problem gone away?
Not usually.
Not usually. You know, we think as business owners and entrepreneurs that not addressing certain things on our website is going to help us in the long run. I can't talk about things like price. I can't talk about things like contracts. I can't talk about things like disclaimers. No. You can talk and you should talk about everything on your website. And I'm hopefully going to show you why that is today. Because everybody here, when we go on a website, if we cannot find the answer that we're looking for, what do we do? What do you do, Josh? If you are going to a website with the specific intent to find something and you can't find it quickly, what happens? Do you just hang out there all day and just look and see if you can find it somewhere buried underneath all those 5 or 10 pages of the website?
No, I'm going to hit the back button and go back to the search results.
That's exactly what you're going to do. And that's what we've all learned to do because we've all grown more and more impatient, online, incredibly impatient. If we can't find the answers quick, we're out of there. Now, I told you that my company was on the brink. And as we are on the brink, I said, what do I need to do to generate new leads without spending any money on advertising? And for us, from what I understood from the search engines and all that stuff that I was reading, it was as simple as if I was really listening to my client base, my customers, they would tell me exactly what they wanted to hear about online. And see, if anybody has ever asked you a question before about what it is that you do, there's a good chance another 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 people have typed it on search before within Google. There's a good chance that they've come to your website and they've looked for the same thing. The golden rule for digital marketing today is you look at the way that your content needs to be set up on your website. It's they ask, you answer. That's the only rule that you need to follow if you want to be really successful with this. They ask, you answer. And so as soon as you get a question, your mentality is that of the teacher. Have I addressed this on my website before? If not, the question is, why haven't you? I will tell you that those that follow this golden rule dominate their industry, whether it's a local business, a national business, whether it's a B2B or a B2C, it doesn't matter, big or small. This principle is absolutely profound, as I'm going to show you today. Now, let's get into the guts of this. There are five main areas that everybody wants to start off researching online when they're looking for a product or a service. Every person here has done this, and I'm going to show you how this applies to every industry. This is the exact same thing that I teach to every industry because, again, the principle doesn't change at all. So let's move to this first one here. Let's talk about price for a second. Talk about price. You know what's interesting? If I go to teach a conference and I have a business, a room full of business owners, and I say, how many of you all, when you go and look for how much something costs online and can't find it, how many of you feel good about that? Now, Josh has already said he doesn't hang out. He leaves. He bounces. In fact, if you're looking for pricing information, Josh, and you can't find it on a website, how does that make you feel? Like, break down the psychology quickly. How does that make you feel? Do you like it?
No.
How do you?
I feel like I've wasted my time, or the site has wasted my time.
Yeah, it's almost like here's what's crazy about it. We're almost getting to the point where we get offended when we're on the internet and we can't find the stuff that we're looking for.
Yeah,
and
offended.
What's crazy is people, the first thing they look for when they're shopping for any service or product is they want to know how much it costs. But this is the number one question we like to bury our head in the sand with and ignore it and hope that it will come up later, okay? So, you know, 3 years ago, or almost 4 years ago now, when I started this process of they ask, we answer, one of the questions I'd always gotten was, how much does a fiberglass pool cost, Marcus? And, of course, at that time, and throughout the world, thousands and thousands of pool companies, how many had addressed this question? None. Nobody had addressed this question. Ridiculous. And if you look at what Google does, Google's job, search engines in general, is to match as specific as possible of an answer to the question or the problem that the consumer, us, the people that search, have. Unfortunately for the search engines, there isn't enough content in a lot of these areas, and so it gives us what I would call crappy results oftentimes. Same thing with the pool industry. So because we followed this golden rule, the first article that I wrote was, how much does a fiberglass pool cost? This was the first article that I wrote when I really started thinking like a consumer and no more like a business owner. Now, what's interesting about this, I compared it to buying a car. I compared it to buying a car. I said, you know, you got all these options. It could vary, da-da-da-da-da, just like many of you are thinking right now. And the thing that's interesting about this as well, I didn't actually say how much it costs.
I love that part.
If you've got your computer open right now, anybody can type in fiberglass pool costs or how much does a fiberglass pool cost, and you can read this whole article while I'm talking. But you will see on there that there are ranges, but there are not actual prices. The reason why I tell you this is Google cares that you're willing to address subjects, not necessarily specifically answer the subject. Does that make sense? This is really, really important. I think people miss the mark on this. Now, when I did this, over the next 48 hours on Google, it came number one for every search phrase that you see right here on the screen, plus about 100 more that have anything to do with pools, fiberglass pools, prices, costs, etc. If you type any one of those phrases in your search engines right now in Google, you're going to see that it comes up number one, probably same thing with Bing or Yahoo as well. That meant an immediate flux of a lot of visitors. And if you look at my stats for my website from March of 2009 to June of 2012, here are the main keywords that drive traffic and leads. A lead is anybody that has filled out a form on my website and said, hey, Marcus, I want you to come to our house and give us a quote for a swimming pool. The red arrows on this page represent cost-related phrases that people type in. In other words, slews and slews of free leads came to me all because we were willing to address a question, and all these came off of one single article. In fact, that one single article made us in sales that we can track so far from the leads that turned into customers $1.2 million
wow.
in sales. That is return on investment. And have you heard before, Josh, people said, is there any return on investment with the social media and this content marketing stuff? You've heard that before, haven't you?
Certainly.
Yeah, it's prolific. Well, there is an ROI in all things if we know what we're doing and how this works. Okay, that's one article, folks. Now, I know your business is different. And by the way, you say, you're asking yourself, well, how can I do this? Well, could you say, how much does a pet sitter cost? Yes, you certainly could write that article. But more specifically, I would say, let's say you live in New York City. I would do an article or two like this. What does it cost to have a professional pet sitter in New York City?
Hmm.
Or I would do something like, what is the average price range for a pet sitter in New York City? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Marcus, this is...
Articles. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, no, no. I was just going to say, because there's really a lot here, and there's really a lot we can even expand on. But you are saying these hypothetical titles because that's probably what somebody is going to type in?
Yes. This is all about getting in the mind and the head of your potential customers and clients. If they are typing it in right now, and most of us or have learned to type in longer phrases and questions. Now, we've got to be the one that is addressing that question. And it comes by producing a page on your website, be it a blog article or any other page of your site, a regular page. It's really the same thing, folks.
Right.
You've got to be willing to address it. The title of the page is the question itself.
Hey.
Nothing witty, nothing catchy. That's the way that you want to get it done.
Allow me to say one more thing.
Sure thing.
I'm sorry. I just don't want to lose this point because I know that this is a real solid topic for pet sitters. We all always talk about, should I list price on my website or should I not list price on my website? That is one of the most popular debates we have online all the time. And I just want to say what Marcus is spelling out is not the answer to that question, whether you should or should not list specific price on your website. He said that you absolutely should address price. So whether or not you choose to actually spell out the exact prices of your services, if you choose not to list prices, like personally, I don't choose to list prices on my pet sitting business website, but what I did learn from Marcus is to address price. So I have a page that talks about it. So go on, Marcus, please.
Great point. I'm glad you brought it up, Josh, because people screw this up. They're like, well, I can't possibly do that because I'll put myself in a corner here with price. No, you can do ranges. You don't have to do ranges at all, but you do have a moral obligation to address the question. Otherwise, you risk offending the two parties that mean so much to your business, regular customers when they're reading your stuff on your site, and the search engines themselves. These search engines do not reward the ostrich with their head in the sand. Continuing with this point, okay, people used to, and this all go back to the golden rule, people used to say to me all the time, okay, Mark, if I was talking to the concrete guy and he was telling me about all the problems with fiberglass pools and the issues with fiberglass pools, and I'm telling you what, you know, it just freaks me out. Now, people, if they've asked you the question, again, they've typed it online, instead of just saying to ourselves, well, I hope the customer never finds out that fiberglass pools might be too skinny, or they might not be long enough, or we have a size limitation of 16 by 40, or we can't customize them, or do all these things. Instead of that, we said, you know what, let's write an article. Top 5 fiberglass pool problems and solutions. Problems and solutions. And so we address the problem, no pun intended, head on. Because we address the problem, we were able to get the trust of the people because they came into our website. Because if you have a question, and if you really want to know an answer, where do you go? You go to the one place of all light, truth, and knowledge. You go to Google. We trust Google more than we trust just about anything in the world at this point. Yeah. We've all typed crazy, freaky stuff in Google before. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's true. If our kids are sick, we don't call the doctor. We call Google. We type something in. We look there first, and then we go to the doctor. The same thing applies to issues, positive or negative, about the stuff that you do, you teach, you offer with your business, okay? And so anything that's negative about that, you need to be sure you've addressed it as well on your website. Again, this is terribly important. Over the last year, the number one phrase, other than our company phrase, River Pools and Spas, that generated leads, again, people said, okay, I trust you enough now to tell you to come out to my house. The number one phrase that generated leads for us was fiberglass pool problems. 32 appointments came off of that alone, and then down here you see fiberglass pool problems. And almost the same way to say it, a little bit different, one letter different, that's brought in four. 36 different appointments alone came off of that one singular article, and there's actually a lot of other keyword phrase that article ranked for now as well. But my point to you is this. If you come right out the gate and you tell people, you know what, our product, our service might not be a good fit for you, here's why. But if you're looking for this, this, and this, yes, it'll be a good fit. That's called disarmament, and if you can disarm people, they will trust you, and then they will believe in you, and they'll want to do business with you.
Hmm.
You want to add something to that, Josh? Do you have a comment?
No, I'm just, it's just fascinating to hear that you want to approach it saying, we might not be the right service or business or company for you. For these reasons, but if you're looking for this, this, and this, and I love that. Just expand just for a second more on what disarmament is.
Yeah, disarmament is a psychological principle. Most of us, when we go online or when we meet with a salesperson, the first thing that we start to hear is a pitch.
Mm.
And it's all the same. And we're just like waiting for it, right? What happens, though, when a person looks you in the eye and says, I really appreciate you having me out today. I appreciate you calling our company. You know what? A professional pet sitter, we find, is not for every person. And there's a few reasons why. The purpose of this meeting is to figure out if a professional pet sitter, and you could use the name of your company even, is a good fit for you. Or just like you might say somebody that you know is going to use a professional pet sitter, now they're trying to decide which company they're going to use, right?
Right.
Well, you could say, you know, our company might not be for everybody if you're looking for a professional pet sitter. And I'll tell you, here's why. Number one, if you look hard enough, you're clearly going to find people that cost less than us.
Imagine
saying
that.
There's a reason for that, but you're going to find that if you look hard enough. And so, in other words, if you base all your decision on price alone, well, then this will be a short meeting, and that's okay that it's short. But I just want to be honest with you at the beginning, because it's a very important thing that you know exactly what your options are and you're well informed. If you come out the gate and you say that, Josh, before you start barfing all over them how often you are, what do you think the result is every single time?
Well, I'm listening to you go through this mock conversation, and I'm hearing you as the pet sitting business owner, and I'm thinking, okay, stop right there. I want you. I don't care how much now. I just love that you said that.
Well, that's correct, because here's the other part of this armament that's so powerful as a principle, okay? If you tell somebody this thing, and I just want you to know, this might not be a good fit for you. Naturally, psychologically, what happens, Josh?
We always want what we can't have.
That's correct. We want to be invited to the party every single time. We want to be invited to the party. And so now all of a sudden it goes from they're vetting us to we're kind of vetting them to make sure they're a good fit for us. See the difference? Very, very big difference between the two. Powerful principle. I wish I had more time to talk about it.
Exactly.
It really, really, really works. So right. Consider disarmament. If you all have questions about disarmament, you're welcome to email me, and we'll talk about it.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's move to verses. Verses is very powerful. I love this graphic. My boy Dolph and Stallone, two great actors, right? So anyway, verses. People love to compare stuff online. They're prolific. They do it in every industry. And with my customers back in the day, I used to always get the questions, okay, Marcus, so what's the difference between fiberglass and concrete? Is fiberglass better than concrete? Is concrete better than fiberglass? What's the difference between a fiberglass pool and a vinyl liner pool? And see, if they've asked you the question, they've typed it in a million times online, people are researching this. Again, this goes back to they ask, you answer. We wrote an article that was fiberglass versus vinyl versus concrete pools, an honest opinion. Okay, we wrote multiple articles about versus related posts, and because of that, we've generated thousands and thousands of visitors to our site simply because we have addressed and compared products. I have clients that have done this across the country with extreme, unbelievable success in a multitude of industries. I want you to think about any decision your people have to make regarding a service or a product that you offer. Compare that. Make sure you have a page, a blog article, or just a regular page, again, same thing, on your site that addresses this. If you type in any of those phrases that you see right now in search engine, you'll see how this works. You'll click it, you'll land on the blog article or the page of the site, and then you're going to start to fall in love with River Pools, and then eventually we're going to be good friends. Okay, next one here. Awards and the best. I love this one. This will get you excited, especially if you're interested in local SEO. This is the one that made everybody's brain just kind of start to do jumping jacks when we're at the conference, the best. We love to compare the best. We love to know who is the best in any particular industry. That's why we read those magazines. That's why we like rankings. That's why we do all that stuff. This is no different. This is no different in your industry, any industry. Now, let me give you a couple of stories of how this works. This is stuff that you don't see unless you talk to the sales line or some of my clients, because it's so backwards thinking that it makes you just flinch. But then once you understand the principle, it can be magical. So let me tell you how it works. People used to come to me and say all the time, okay, so who are some like the best manufacturers in your industry? And you got to look at it like this. I was like a Chevrolet dealer. And because I sell fiberglass pools, but I don't manufacture them. So I was a Chevrolet dealer, and there's Chevy, Toyota, Ford, all those, just like the car industry. And so one time I was thinking about this. I was like, you know, there's no ranking. There's no magazine that, like, rates all these fiberglass pool manufacturers. There's no consumer Best Buy digest, all that stuff, awards. So I said, well, if they're not going to do it, why don't I just make one up myself? And so that's exactly what I did with a multitude of articles. This is one of the ones that I did. It's called Small and Ground Fiberglass Pool Design Awards for 2010. And what I did here is me as a little Chevrolet dealer, I said, okay, best fiberglass, best rectangle pool goes to this company. Best kidney-shaped pool goes to this company. And by the way, these were the companies I was competing against. It was the Chevy dealer giving an award on their website to Ford Motors, to Toyota, to all of my competitors that I was selling against. I was giving them awards, mentioning them. Now, the initial reaction, Josh, what do you think the initial reaction of these people were? Now, keep in mind, they've never gotten an award, but this is coming from somebody that sells a product that they do not manufacture. Pretty perplexing, right?
Oh, yeah.
So how, if you're listening to this right now, how do you think they reacted? Well, the way that these manufacturers reacted was just like I suspected. They were announcing, these are the Goliaths of our industry, they were announcing on their homepage that they had won an award.
Wow.
For best whatever particular fiberglass pool. This article here has so many inbound links from massive fiberglass pool manufacturers, it's not even funny. And by the way, inbound links from other websites, them linking to you, that affects your ability to show up in search results. And now if you type in the phrase small in-ground fiberglass pools or fiberglass pool designs or small fiberglass pools, this will show up one or two on Google pretty much every single time. One other example of this, because it gets even deeper, it gets even better. Okay, so, and this is one that everybody can do right away, and it's going to make you scratch your head for a second, but if you hang in there with me, you're going to really see some magic. So, I used to have people ask me all the time, okay, Marcus, we really like you. We would like to use your company, we think, but be honest, who are some of the other competitors in the Richmond area, let's say? Like, who are some of the best pool builders in the Richmond area? Come on, Marcus, be honest. Tell us. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
And, of course, most people, again, we become that ostrich. We don't admit that we have competitors. We say, oh, nobody likes us.
Right.
But the reality is they know. They've already even probably researched it online, but they're just curious to know what you're going to say. They're curious to know what you're going to say. But the golden rule is they ask, you answer. And so if I was being asked, who are the best swimming pool builders in Richmond, Marcus? It's, again, my obligation as a great teacher, content marketer, to address that. And so what I did is I wrote an article, who are the best swimming pool builders in Richmond, Virginia? Parentheses, review / ratings. And then I mentioned, and I didn't say these, if you read this article, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Hopefully you all are going to open up another. This is why I love webinars, because you can test everything I'm telling you. You don't have to just believe me. You can test it for yourself.
And let me just point something out. I just want to make one thing clear. This is an article you wrote on your pool website, right? Not your other Sales Lion blog. You wrote, who are the best pool builders in Richmond, Virginia, on your pool building website.
Yes. Now, I use this article, as you're going to see in a second, to bring them in the funnel. I don't use it as one of the main content pieces within the site. And so there's a sub-blog or a subsection of my website for River Pools that focuses on location-based keywords. Now, this is getting a little bit technical, but I have a national blog that would have an article like, how much does a fiberglass pool cost? Then I have a local blog that would say something like, what are the swimming pool codes for Fairfax County, Virginia? They each serve a purpose. One is mainly just to bring them into the funnel in case somebody is typing that in. I'm just bringing them in. A lot of them, even the big art, the blog does that. But I don't make a big deal out of this content on this site, because do I really want people necessarily going here? I don't care if they do.
Right.
But it's not one of the main components of the content of the site. But from a lead generation perspective, it's a huge part because people, if you go online, if you all have your search right now, you type in best pool builders, Richmond, Virginia, obviously this article is going to come up, number one. But here's where it gets really unique. If you go online right now and you type in the phrase reviews, Playmore Pools, that's the name of a company, yes, that's the way they spell it, Richmond, Virginia, which is a very common phrase. If you're vetting a company, what you normally do is you type reviews, company name, and where they are. Okay, very, very common. So if you type that in online right now, what you're going to see is after you get through the sponsor search, which nobody clicks on anyway, River Pools and Spas is the first one that shows up. I had a lady this past year who got a pool from us and said, you know, it's really interesting. I was getting ready to sign a contract with Playmore Pools, and I went online and I typed in reviews, Playmore Pools, and your website came up, and I hadn't found you guys yet, and I read that, and I was like, wow, I can't believe these guys are just so honest and open about everything. I want to read more. And eventually, I just started reading so much that I just love the way that y'all do, you know, that you talk and teach about fiberglass pools, so I had to have you out as well.
Marcus.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Can I jump in for a second?
Please.
Oh,
thank
you, brother. I just my head is spinning. I'm following the Q&A section. Stephanie just wrote, "This is so cool. I need a bigger notepad." So it's great that people are taking notes and getting their heads filled. While I'm making this next point, if everyone can just type in that you're still with us, your head is good, you have some ideas, just let me know you're still on board by typing in yes. Great. Everybody's here. Thank you. So I just wanted to point out, great, everybody's looking good. I just wanted to point out and reiterate that what you did, Marcus, was create this page of who are the best competitors to your business on your business page, and it is unbelievably fascinating that when people type in a competitor, your site comes up. I mean, this is just unreal. We as pet sitters can absolutely replicate this. I'm just thrilled.
Exactly. The principle is yours to have immediately. So, like, if you wanted to start getting more location-based SEO, and by the way, you notice I haven't said SEO, but this class or this seminar, webinar, this is SEO.
100%.
This is a deeper purpose, but this is search engine optimization. If you go right now and say, let's say you're in New York City again. If you say, who are the best pet sitters or pet sitting companies in New York City? And then you do parentheses, review/ratings. And the reason why you do that is because you want the keywords to be matching up. This is not keyword stuffing, but this is called killing multiple birds with one stone, right? And so there's two main purposes to doing a title where it has the review/ratings on it. If somebody types in the phrase ratings, Playmore Pools, Richmond, Virginia, this article now will show up. If they type in reviews, Playmore Pools, Richmond, Virginia, this article will show up. And if they type in best swimming pool builders, Richmond, Virginia, this article will show up. Now, going a step further, you could do this in every major town or city that you work in. So, question if this one works so well. By the way, this one article this year has made me $150,000 in sales. One article that I can track. It's probably more than that. But the ones that are sitting there, I will show this, and people will say, I don't care, I can't mention my competitors, there's no way. I'm just like, fine, if you don't have to mention your competitors, you got to keep fooling yourself that they're not gonna actually know, be aware that you have competition. That's fool's gold. But the forward-thinking marketer says, have they asked this question? Yes, they have. Okay. I'm going to address it, and I will get the reward. I will capture the hill. My challenge to you is to capture the hill. You can do this in every major city or town. If you type in, who are the best swimming pool builders, Virginia Beach, River Pools and Spas, is going to come up on the first page of Google. If you type best swimming pool builders, Northern Virginia, best swimming pool builders, I mean, you know, and sometimes it might not happen tomorrow that you show up for the phrase. But if you put it out there as a page of your website, within the next probably 3, 4, 5 weeks, you're going to see all of a sudden, bam, you're going to be on the first page of Google for that phrase, and you're going to be like, holy crud, that crazy pool guy was right. And I'm not a pool guy anymore, by the way, y'all. I still have the company, but two people, my partners, they run it, and now I just go around and I talk to awesome people in Vegas that are pet sitters or some other industry, because this is so very applicable to every business that's willing to do it, everyone that's willing to be a digital David. Because we did this, today our website, River Pools and Spas, all right, is the number one trafficked website in the world. This is where we were when we started, when we were in the pits and the dumps. The green is that free search you get, the organic search on Google, and it just blew up. Yellow represents links from other websites. I now have thousands of links coming from other websites. I've never tried to get a link in my life. I've got so much traffic, it's shocking to me, and it's more than the Goliath of my industry, and I'm a little guy in Virginia that has 15 employees, and the reason is because we refuse to ignore questions, and we want it to be the best in the world. Now, we've got 15 minutes, and I got 5 minutes to teach you about one more principle that will, again, change the way that you do things. And this has to do with the principle of Moneyball marketing and tipping points. Now, if you remember this movie, for those of you that have watched this movie, Brad Pitt, right here, he was a general manager for a baseball team. Billy Bean was his character. And he had a problem. He had a problem. He couldn't afford good players. In other words, he had a low marketing budget. This nerdy guy, Jonah Hill, stepped in and said, look, all we have to do is base who we bring in on one number. And that one number for them was on-base percentage. In other words, if the person, the player, had a high on-base percentage, it didn't matter any other stat. They would sign them to a contract, and that's how that year they broke the record for most consecutive wins in a season with a bunch of semi-good, not great players in a low marketing budget. They had one singular number. That was a tipping point for them. Now, at the beginning, and I'll show you now, segue, how that Moneyball principle applies to this number right here, 30. At the beginning of 2011, I looked at everybody on my website that had filled out a form at their analytics. I have some advanced analytics that I use. It's a company called HubSpot, H-U-B-S-P-O-T. If you ever want to learn about it, you can contact me about it. But I use a company called HubSpot. And I was reading their analytics, their stats, and I compared two groups of people. Those persons that had filled out a form on our website and not bought a pool versus those persons that had filled out a form and bought a pool. One singular number, a Moneyball number, jumped out at me. That number was the number 30. In other words, the difference between the ones that just filled out the form and filled out the form and bought was the following. If I could get the prospect to read 30 pages of the website before we went on the sales appointment, they would buy 80% of the time. The average contract is $50,000. They would buy 80% of the time. In the industry, the average is 10%. So the question is, what happens during those 30 pages? What happens, as you all already know, is magic happens when it comes to trust. The problem is, most of us undersell or underestimate the ability of our web visitors and our clients to read stuff on our website, which is totally messed up. And when I saw there was a clear correlation between that number of 30 page views and they would become a client, now I said, well, my goodness, all I have to do is make sure everybody reads 30 pages before I get to the home. In order to do that, no longer could I be passive about the way that I gave them content. I didn't just show it any longer. I was going to use that content differently. I was going to use it as a sales tool. I was going to stop depending on myself to be some awesome sales guy. I was going to start depending on my content to do it for me, because there was a magical number that I had to capitalize upon. This is where I founded the principle of assignment selling, and this is how it works. So let's say Joshua calls me up and he says, hey, Marcus, man, I'm on your site. I really like you guys. I want you to come out Friday. Instead of saying, sure, Josh, I'll be right out Friday, I would say, Josh, I would love to come out Friday. I really would. And I know you want to be well-informed. You want to be educated because you're getting ready to make a big purchase. You don't want to make any mistakes. So in order to prevent you from making any mistakes, Josh, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you in an email, as we're discussing this, I'm going to send you an email that has two things. It's got a couple of video links that will show you the whole process of what buying a pool looks like in your backyard, from beginning to end, so you will know the answers to all those questions. Also, I'm going to attach to this an ebook. Now, this ebook is great, Josh, because it's going to answer all your questions about the different types of pools, about the different options you're going to choose. Any question you have, it's going to answer it. Now, Josh, the ebook is about 30 pages, but I promise it'll be worth your time. Now, what is Josh going to say? Josh, what are you going to say to that? You're going to say,
Send it right over. I'll read it with
pleasure. Yeah, send it right over. That's great, Mark. It's awesome. And at the end of that, I'm going to say, good, Josh. Oh, and by the way, Friday, before I come out there, I'm going to call you to make sure you've gotten a chance to read this. And by the way, if you haven't read it yet and watched the two videos and those two links, we'll just reschedule the appointment because I know you want to be well informed.
Wow.
Now all of a sudden, Josh knows I'm pretty serious, too. Pretty serious. That is called assignment selling. And because we do assignment selling, and I teach this to all my clients, I'm not saying you have to do exactly like that, but you all have a tipping point when it comes to content. What would happen if you took the top 20 questions you have that from potential customers, you morphed it into an ebook, and in that ebook, it's just, you know, just answers to questions, okay? In that ebook, when they called you and said, can we schedule an appointment for you to come out to my house to talk about my pet? I might want to use you guys. If you sent this out beforehand and you said, you know what, every time I go somewhere, I get the same 10 to 20 questions asked. And I love getting beyond those questions because that's what makes us different than everybody else. In order for you to be well-informed so that you don't make any mistakes choosing who is going to watch over your beloved Charlie, I want you to go ahead and read this ebook because it was designed for you, because you don't want to make a mistake with this, and I want you to be well-informed. Whether you use us or another company, will you make sure that you read this ebook that answers all your questions before I get there Friday? And now all of a sudden, everybody is going to treat you differently when you get in the home, and your sales closing rates are going to go up. You're going to stop answering the same daggone questions over and over again. And the thing about it is, we all know this. You know this if you've been in business more than 5 minutes. Not every lead is a good lead. You do not want every customer because they're bad. Some of them. And some of you have gotten the biggest headaches of your life. Right, Josh? I'm not like all, even in the pet industry, there's wacky customers, correct?
Yeah, I'd say one or two.
One or two. Not, yeah, it's like every other industry.
I'm kidding, right.
You know, you like every other industry, you're going to have great ones and you're not going to have some good ones. If you produce content, and if they're a relatively uninformed consumer, and you offer them free information, and they say, no, I don't have time for that, I don't feel like reading it, what do we know? Bad fit, not good, right? So here's the thing. I want you to have wonderful appointments. Every dance that you have, let's make it a good dance. That is the power of assignment selling. It's essentially a modern-day Karate Kid. This is a literal wax on, wax off. People see that, and you got to look at it like this. Danielson was the potential customer, the potential client. He wanted to use Mr. Miyagi to pet sit, but Mr. Miyagi had to make sure Daniel was a good fit as well. His assignment selling was wax the car, paint the fence. That was his assignment selling, and because Daniel did it, what happened was Daniel's son was way better for it, and Miyagi knew he had a great student. Finally, we must stop underestimating people's willingness to consume our content. This is a typical lead form on my site. This guy's name is William Grizzard. William Grizzard was on Yahoo, and he typed in cost of fiberglass pool. And he found my blog article. He started reading that article. But what's so interesting about that, he didn't stop right there. He read 375 pages of the site. Now, that's crazy, right, Josh?
Yeah.
People think all the time, I say, how many pages do you think somebody would be willing to read about a swimming pool or before they really get serious? You know, everybody's answer is the same thing. And your industry is the same thing. You're thinking, oh, you know, three or four, maybe five. No, that's, you know what? People are willing to consume as much good or bad information as we're willing to give them. If it stinks, they don't consume it. If it's not there, they don't consume it. If it's good, because it answers their questions, and that's what defines good, by the way, nothing more, nothing less. It answers their question, then they will hang out for a while. Now, some of you reading this are like, wow, this guy was a super freak. Yeah, he might have been a freak, but guess what? There's another lead that came right after him. This was his wife. I kid you not, my friends. She is Mrs. Grizzard. She typed in the phrase in Yahoo, Richmond, Virginia pools, and she looked at 149 pages of the website. Between the two, they've looked at 500 plus pages of the website. Do you realize, and most of you still are just, you know, like whacking your foreheads right now saying, this guy has totally got to be full of it. I guess there's no way somebody's going to read that information. This year we sold over 80 fiberglass swimming pools. The average page views per customer was 105. We have no idea how much information viewers will consume on our websites.
And let me say, you are in the pool industry, big, big financial investment. Now, on the same end, we are in the pet industry, not necessarily the same financial investment, but you better believe our visitors will consume that much content for us to professionally watch their amazing pet. You see what I'm saying? So it's a similar.
There's no question. Yep. Don't sell yourself short. People care about their dogs and cats way more than they care about their swimming pools, trust me.
Correct.
I know. I've seen it firsthand. And the challenge that I have for everybody here is that you're willing to see yourself as a teacher, that you're willing to start one snowflake at a time, that you're willing to start to write articles on your website that address the questions that you get, that eventually you'll turn it into an ebook as well, that you'll implement assignment selling, that you'll address every question that you've ever been asked. It might take you a year, 2 years, 3 years. It should be a culture. It's something that never stops. It might be a very small snowball today, but if you continue to push and push, that snowball eventually will become huge, and it will change your business. It will change your life. I'm telling you this because I've seen it in every single industry, every single industry. For those of you that have not gotten the ebook yet, it's free. Many of you have because Bella is so dang awesome and motivating that many have already gotten the free ebook. Everything I've talked about in this webinar is found there, plus a whole lot more. So you can find it there at the sales line, or you can email me at marcus1@thesalesline.com. I love answering your questions, and it brings me great, great joy. And Josh, my friend, I'm done, brother.
All right. Fantastic. Let me make some comments. While everybody's here, please type your questions, your comments, your thoughts. If you have any specific questions, get them into the question box. We'll take a few minutes to address them. Regarding assignment selling, which is just phenomenal and making my head spin, like you said, Marion wrote, let's work on our top 20 questions together, which I think is a fantastic idea. I think everyone interested, I mean, just that whole concept. I'm picturing myself putting that in play. I'm on the phone with a potential client. They're interested. I'm interested. And I end it with, you know what, I'm going to email you something. I mean, just the impact that has to have. Nobody else is doing that. So we do it, and it's got to blow away the potential client. And then, Marcus, what you said is to even call them or test them on it, in a sense, to say, and I'm going to check in with you Friday to make sure you've read it. That's just so powerful. So if everybody wants...
And that scares people, Josh. It scares them like, I don't know if I can do that. I'm telling you the moment you detach yourself from making every single person a right-fit customer, your life as a business owner will get so much better. And if somebody doesn't want to consume your content, I can tell you right now they are probably not a good fit. Now, granted, if Donald Trump wants you to watch his dogs, freaking go there no matter what. Don't use Simon Selling maybe on Donald Trump, but he's a unique dude. 90% of your people, I deal with extremely high-end people, extremely high-end, wealthy people, and I use the Simon Selling every day. And if you just practice it, if you practice the way that you say it, and you use words like, look, I've seen a lot of occasions where people got pet sitters and they had a bad experience.
Hello?
Mistakes, and I've created this guide for people just like you who want to make the best choice for their Johnny or whatever your dog's name is. I don't know what it is, but you understand the principle by this point. Assignment selling, I could talk about it for hours. I didn't address it in Vegas, I don't think. That's why I wanted to bring it out tonight, because it truly is magical.
Yeah, and the whole thing. Let me just read some comments here. To backpedal, Marion said, "Let's work on our top 20 questions together." Absolutely, I'm on board. Let's get everyone together. Facebook.com/petsittingology. We can start there and just assist with the questions and putting it in a document, converting it to a PDF, getting it designed for little or no money and time. It's peanuts. That's secondary. Let's just focus on the content and make it happen together. There's also a
That's
comment.
right, because this ebook, this cover here cost me $5
I gotcha.
on Fiverr. For you all that aren't using Fiverr, it is one of the greatest places to get free graphics, not free, five, everything's at, like the Dollar Tree, but $5 a month. Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com. If you go there, you can get a 3D ebook image for $5. It's free to convert anything into a PDF, and so for $5 investment, you can have what is that ebook there has been downloaded 10,000 times. People all the time say, "Hey, can I get the hard copy? I saw it on your website." I get a hard copy.
Right. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Fiverr.com also, and there are let's get those questions and that ebook written together. Marion also wrote, "My snowball is a snowflake at this time," and I know you addressed it that it takes a little bit of time, right?
And that just means that there is a lot of cool things in Marion's future. Most people in the industry, in any industry, not just pet sitting, have snowflakes to start with. About 5 or 10 pages is the average number of pages for the majority of people listening to this call right now,
Correct.
For their website. And that's okay. It doesn't make any difference. And all that matters is it's one article at a time. If you do that, I just did this late at night myself. When I started, my swimming pool website was 20 pages. Today it's 850 pages. It's just one article at a time. Snowball's huge. It's rolling down the hill on its own. The sales lion is about 300 and something articles long now. And it's, basically I've written 5 books worth of content from the sales lion, and it just happens one at a time. Don't pay attention to the math. Pay attention to just each small little victory, and you're going to be more successful that way.
That's right. And just to go down a few more comments for you, Stephanie said, "Thank you so much, Marcus." Catherine wrote, "Wow, truly mind-blowing." Yolanda wrote, "Wow, now more reading to do." Linda wrote, "This has opened my mind to a new way to use my website and to find, quote unquote, my clients." And Yolanda also wrote, "Love this info. Thanks so much for spending the time to teach this. I'm in on Facebook." Excellent.
Awesome, awesome. I am so thrilled that everybody seemed to enjoy it, and I know a lot of it might be confusing. If you read the ebook, it'll help you even further to reiterate the points, but it was a pleasure, Josh. I mean, really, I just love this. I literally fall in love with the pet sitting industry because of the passion of the people like you, Bella, and so many others.
Well, that's great. And to reiterate to those listening, we were lucky enough to have Marcus join us live in Las Vegas for the Petsittingology Summit and Conference, which, for the record, we're going to be having another one live in Vegas in October 2013. So look for that. But we saw Marcus in person speaking for 2 hours like this. You can imagine the passion, the energy, and if you think this is mind-blowing, imagine just trying to keep up with everything he presented. So I don't know what else to say. With that, we'll I'm sorry, I just got distracted by another somebody wrote, "Excellent mentoring. Thanks. I'm really using this." That was from Michael. Great.
I hope so. I hope so. Please apply it. Don't just think it was awesome. Please, please, please apply it.
Great. And with that, we'll certainly stay in touch. I do thank you, along with everybody else, for your time, Marcus, and for your inspiration. And we'll certainly stay in touch. I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Facebook.com/petsittingology. And on the screen, you can contact Marcus directly, or if you want me to get something over to him, I'd be happy to as well. So, any final thoughts, Marcus?
I don't. Just believe that you can do this. Be willing to try it. It starts with the willingness to do it. Those ones that are willing, that are okay with being imperfect and stumbling along the way, they're always the ones that reach the top of their industry. Again, it's been a pleasure. Don't hesitate to email me or contact me directly anytime. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not charging by the second. The advice is free.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining. We'll certainly stay in touch. Get excited. Keep successfully moving forward, and we'll see you around online. Good night, everybody.